Shit that crazy. That's like
pointing at Meek right in your face.
Yeah, like.
Said, rapper involved with Nicki.
Yeah, God. From Philly.
Yeah, from Philly, like. Just saying his name.
Shit
like,
crazy.
Yeah, man, yeah, that's just saying his name. Like,
it's like spelling out his name, like.
Nah, that shit.
And they say, huh? And they say, he from, and they say R&B from New York, singer right? Who just performed at the Super Bowl.
Nah,
yeah, they talk about Usher. Yeah.
Nah, that's the craziest shit ever, bro. They just throw this shit.
That's the craziest shit in the world.
It's like dry snitching. Like
shit is crazy.
Nah, word. Bro. That's basically like I don't know who did it, but that nigga was wearing a red jacket.
Nah, I'm crying. Well, we back, man. We back. It's another episode of What They Don't Want to Hear. I'm Yada Rex.
I'm Reef Major.
Yeah, we got a special guest today.
We got a special guest,
Mr. 4x4 himself.
So yes,
the up, therapist.
Uh-huh, my boy So Dan.
So Dan.
What's the word?
A special
man?
Episode, my boy So Dan. Yes, my sir, boy So Dan does a lot of things.
Appreciate
he's
it,
a talented
guy. He's a talented guy. You can't even put him in a box. He's
nah,
a videographer,
a
artist, a producer.
All that.
Content creator.
All that, bro.
Editor.
Proud, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy. It, I actually went to middle school with Danley. It's my fault. So Dan.
I just went back.
My fault, bro. Nah, but it's crying. Like, it's crazy. I've seen him working ever since then and working at something that he dead ass loved.
Not for real.
Not for sure.
Like, the class that I had with So Dan was music class.
That's tough.
Crazy,
no yeah. cap. And I always remember like him talking about,
that's
yeah,
real
bro.
Real talk, though.
I've been playing instruments since young, like not in a church, choir. So he always had a love for it. And to see him continue that love from right. then to now is dead ass fire. So
that's
thank
tough.
You so, Dan, for pulling up on the
yeah,
pod.
Yeah, shout out to
appreciate
so
you
your
me,
presence,
bro.
My boy.
Welcome appreciate to the pod, my brother. God. How you feeling, bro?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm blessed to be here, bro.
Nah, glad to hear that.
Glad to see y'all doing your thing, bro.
Nah, I appreciate
glad
that.
Glad to see you doing your thing, my boy, for real.
It's so crazy, too. Shouts to Reef. Reef actually connected me with Dan.
Facts.
I seen Dan, he did, you know, he do his therapy. Shouts to 4x4. Reef got his artist, King. You know, King had did a therapy session. I'm like, oh, that shit tough. Leaf. Like, and I had a song that literally was perfect for a therapy session.
I'm like, yo, bro, y'all gotta get
my
on
boy
therapy
Reef,
session.
Yeah, my boy Reef connected
like,
that.
Yo, bro,
and then boom.
Yada, you got a song for this? Is it any pain song, bro? Hop on therapy
nah,
session.
Nah, word though.
And go get that shit out, bro. That shit gonna be fire,
yada
bro.
Was
yo,
wild.
King.
Nah, yada back. Was wild.
Exactly.
Yada was wild.
Word, I had to spin back on a therapist,
yada
too.
Yada last video, I think, was top three videos.
You jacking that one?
Crazy.
I appreciate that, bro. I fucked with that one. I fucked that one.
He was wild.
Live from Queens.
I always say, bro, always bring energy.
Appreciate
like,
that.
Remember the first time he pulled up on me, son had the juice. I'm like, okay. Juice was busting. He came back the next time. Bro didn't bring no juice for me. I'm like, what's
damn.
Going on? Like,
I got juice for you today. I got juice for you today.
I'm like, I see him. He come in with two juices, bro. I'm like, yo, that's for me, gang?
Yeah,
like, nah, bro. I'm like, damn, gang.
Go to the face.
That's my brother, Vado. He was from you, my photographer.
Nah,
my
yeah,
photographer
yeah.
for the day. So I had to hold him down. That was part of his compensation.
Shout out to Mondo.
But you heard what my guy said. Shout out to Rhythm and Juice. Juice be slapping, you know what I'm saying?
One of
our sponsors today. Today we sipping on some tropical storm. It's that pineapple, mango, and orange. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Get you some. You know what I'm saying? And that's for you, Dan. And then we also too, you know,
yeah.
you know how we initiate our guests. We're gonna start off with that mighty shot. You know what I'm saying?
Very, very mighty.
Very mighty. Cheers, my brother. So Dan. Cheers, my brother. Thanks for coming, I should say.
Yes, sir.
Know. Let me see what's up with this.
Salud.
Salud, my brother.
Y'all just be down there like that. Hold on.
Yeah, sir, keep.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta crack the seal.
Part of that consistency. You had to taste test it real fast.
okay, that's strong.
You know what I'm saying? Good for the immune system, get you right.
Ooh.
You know, the weather up and down nowadays, so you gotta
now, I feel
keep
this...
the immune system in check.
Yeah.
Lowest cholesterol.
Who don't got nothing on that?
Easy Jacking blood pressure. Game. You know what I'm saying? Good for the gut.
That real health right here.
Yo, come on. Oh,
this
man,
is
really
good.
Juice.
Hold on, gang.
Hold on, gang.
That was definitely. A good one, bro.
You know, you still got some juice too if you want to chase it down.
Jack and I, Jack and this batch.
Nah, word.
You made this game?
Come on, bro.
So now you really like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Rhythm and juice.
What's this
man?
Today again, gang?
That's the tropical storm. That's that pineapple, mango, orange. Like
pineapple, mango,
Thomas, it's 10:20. Like, those was made less than 3 hours ago, gang.
Damn.
Fresh pressed, gang. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
Damn.
I'm a diamond.
That's a good batch.
It tastes like I'm back in Jamaica, bro.
Try to show you.
That's crazy.
Try
shout
you.
Out to Rhythm and Juice, man. The best juices in the market
and
right
juice,
now.
Man.
Or
DM
natural,
us.
Fresh. Shout out to Granny.
Shout out to Granny for the recipes, for showing me the way. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite parts about the business, that is really with Granny. That I get to share certain moments with Granny. Like, not too long ago, I was able to, like, you know, do something for, like, Granny. And just seeing her excitement. Because, you know, sometimes, like, the older generations, like, when you do shit, they don't necessarily know how big it could be. Especially in this world of social media. Like, they don't really know, like, yo, this could go here. So just showing them, going through it, and seeing the look on Granny's faces in certain moments, certain accomplishments, is very cool, man. So that's that on that. Shouts to Granny, man. But yeah, Dan, we here, man. We on the pod. We about to hop into the conversation and things of that nature. So we wanted to know, like, what kind of help does it take to be successful?
Damn. All right, so just to get the question a little better. So This is from other people or just for yourself?
Yeah, like, what type of help would you need on your journey
to
be successful in whatever craft that you see yourself fit doing? So, like, even for an example right now, like, you got your bro right here, Ty. Yeah.
Trust the Ty.
You know what I'm saying? He's getting BTS right now, so it's like
he's a good help
along your journey being a content creator.
So you don't need yes men. That's what you don't need. You need people who gonna keep it real with you, bro.
That's a fact.
You need people who's doing shit too. That's gonna help you out.
No cap.
It's like Ty does his own shit.
Word. Shout out to Ty.
But me and Ty work. And he helped me, I help him. So it's like, it's a mutual, feel me? It's a mutual
trade-off. You lean on me, I can lean on you.
Feel me? It's not like one-sided. I'm like, yo, bro, I need some. I make sure if bro needs some, I'm going to hit him up. And it's like, it's business still, feel me?
Facts.
And shit like that. So you need people who's doing shit, bro. Like, a lot of people not doing nothing, bro.
Yo, we just saying this.
You need that, and you don't need yes men, bro. Yes men is not going to help you, bro. You need people who's going to keep it honest with you, bro.
Facts.
And the type of person I am, like, I'm just locked in. So if somebody tell me my shit trash, I'm trying to get it better.
Yeah.
So that helps me.
Yeah, nice.
That is a fact.
Some good points right there. I see.
That's some great points.
No, yes, man. And be surrounded by people that's actually doing shit, and it's so crazy because
that's one of the strongest points that I heard from Dan just now. It's like, that's crazy.
Off the gates, my son came out swinging.
It's like, so Mike funny. Tyson.
You feel me? Like, Before I came here, you know, I was, you know, in the lab juicing up. Reef had called me just to check in.
Yeah.
And we just had a conversation, bro. And we was just talking about, like, Reef talking, like, yo, he don't want to be around niggas that's not doing nothing.
Nah, fact.
And shit like that. Like, he was like, yo, bro, he don't got time for it. And I'm like, yeah, that's a fact. But I also feel like when you on your path, like you said, you locked in. Like, when you locked in, you kind of get to a space where you weed all that out. Like, you don't even realize. You're not even around niggas that's not working because you're working so hard, bro. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, nah, fuck with those two answers.
That's a fact.
What you got up top, Reef?
Man, to be successful, 100% you don't need yes men around you. Because if you got just straight yes men around you, you're never going to grow. You're never going to be put in situations where you're going to have somebody challenge your train of thought. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To redirected to a different route.
Word.
So if that never happens and you're just gonna keep going in the same path all the time, that may not be the exact path that you have to go. Yeah. You have to learn from other people sometimes.
You never build that backbone for
it. Or build that backbone. Mm-hmm. And just have people you could trust. You know what I'm saying? So even have not have yes men, you have to have people around you that you can trust actually.
Oh, facts.
Because if you can trust them, it's gonna be like, I bet. If they're saying something to me, it's maybe not, they're trying to knock me down. Maybe it's an actual, hey, yo, what's going on? I think we need to fix up right here.
Word.
If you could trust somebody around you to do that, just say, like, your mom or your older sibling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have that security within that relationship.
That's a fact.
To where the point, they don't have to just always tell you, like, yeah, bro. Because they're not going to be scared of losing you. Because you actually trust their decision and trust what they have to say and the input. Yeah. Into your life that they actually want what they think is best for you.
It's a fact. Mm-hmm. You can't have yes men, but you gotta have people, like you said, somebody you could trust their opinion, you feel me?
Bro.
Yeah, some people just say no.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Around you, like,
nah, that's a
people
fact.
That's always like, nah, I don't know about that. Like,
yeah.
You may not be able to do that because I couldn't do that.
That's a fact.
Nah, word. I feel like also something that you might need, like, on your journey of success is like you need people in positions that's skilled in that position. Like, you feel me? I really feel like everybody on earth they got their own purpose. So it's like, you don't have to, like, you know, if you're one person, you don't have to go out and do 10 things, my nigga. Like, you can go and find people that's skilled in said area, and they can help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like a team. Like, you need a team to get to where you want to go. And there's people out here that have these skills and qualifications that, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, one of my guys, he was basically telling me on the last therapy session, he was like, yo, bro, like, you could have did more in that room. Like, he fakes that, like, I could have did more. He was like, yo, you need a video, like, a creative director. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure if my phone or people that I come in contact with on a regular, they're probably qualified to be a content, content director, you know what I'm saying, or yeah, something of that nature. So I feel like identifying, like, what you need and looking around and be like, damn, like, I think this person might actually be able to, like, get me to that next level or be in that position that I need help with. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're, like, we all operate businesses, even if we're not, like, the most organized person, I'm pretty sure we probably know somebody that's an organizer or can definitely get your day-to-day in order for you. You know what I'm saying? That's easy for them. Like, that's some shit that they do without even thinking. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, something that you may need is probably just look around people that you encounter on a daily and try to find something that, damn, like, you really sharp at that, bro. Like, I could use you on my team and shit like that.
Exactly, so team.
I definitely agree with that. But, mm-hmm, like, I find like, the problem with that sometimes is making that connection to, like...
Yeah.
Like, how would you make that connection, bro, to...
To first, I think it's really about identifying what you need, like, uh-huh, and being truthful. Because all of our operations could get better, you know what I'm saying, by, like, a certain input that we don't even know yet, you know what I'm saying? Just because we didn't probably identify it. Like, if we really sat down and thought, like, damn, like, sometimes this might take me an hour, and somebody else, that same task, it could take them 15 minutes. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We might not necessarily have to do that part of our business. You know what I'm saying? That we can, like you said, we know somebody. But it's also, I think it's identifying what you may need, and then you could probably be able to put a face to it, like, oh, shit, like, damn, this person does this, or... Damn, I think this person told me, like, this is their job. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, boom, like, go from there. So I think to find out, like, what you need, sometimes you gotta just identify it. I think we don't do identifying a lot. Because we just try to do everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we want to move the car by ourselves. Like, yo.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I feel like I'm a person who want to move the car by myself, bro.
Me too.
I don't got time to wait, bro.
Me too, bro.
I feel like you waiting.
I'm the same way.
You waiting. You're not gonna be able to find the person you need.
Nah, I feel you.
Because, like, I'm thinking.
That's why you got to build your roster deep, though.
Yeah, bro.
So it's like, I know, mm-hmm, like, four different people who I know who I could actually trust, mm-hmm, to take some pictures for me.
Or
take some videos for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could literally think of four people that I could trust.
But what's the roadblock? What if you're not financially able to compensate them in that very moment?
Then that wasn't the line for you then.
Or
you, like, I wasn't meant for you. I feel like if you could find a different way. Like, just for an example, like, I was in Staples the other day, mm-hmm, and me and Yada was looking at some stickers that he was going to, for me, get for the cars.
Yeah.
And it was like, I bet, bro. Them joints is mad expensive.
Mad expensive, bro.
For no reason right now.
And we're going to toss them at the end of the episode anyway.
We're going to get them.
Yeah.
Eventually.
But yeah.
But let's work with what we got right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But also, too, like, I'm the type of nigga that I want to move the car by myself, too, though. I'm not going to lie. But when Sun said, like, yo, bro, like, you could have did more in that video. Like, you need a video director or some shit, like, a creative director. I'm like, yo, I think that's facts. That'll also, you feel me? I can move the car by myself, but that can help me move the car faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, if just because I was able to have maybe a 10, 15-minute conversation with somebody that's experienced in creative direction and just told me, like, yo, do this, do that, and do this. They could have told me do three or four things. I could have made the video 10 times better, bro. You feel what I'm saying? And I agree. Like, so I feel like it's just identifying, but it's, you don't always need niggas, yeah, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, some people, you feel me? Like, needing somebody is not a problem, but I feel like some people end up not doing nothing because they, mm-hmm, feel like they need somebody.
Exactly. They don't even.
I think that's where people, like, they might, right, take that and be like, yo, I need somebody, so I can't go nowhere without nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a thing. Fact, though, bro.
I try not to think like that. I'm like,
no, that's a fact.
I feel like people draw to you when they see that you're doing something.
Yeah.
So I could push this cart as far as I could get it. And then, like they see how far I brought it, they gonna want to jump on the bandwagon. They see
want to come in the car now.
You feel me? And then we push it further.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm not gonna lie. Just as young black men, we always try to be so independent. It's like a defense mechanism, literally. So we fall into being hyper independent.
Yeah.
So it's like now you just dubbing help that you don't even have to really necessarily.
Yeah.
Like why are you denying this person's help and they got the best interest for you? So it's like sometimes you look at everybody in their face as to the point where like, all right, they're just gonna slow me down.
No, that's a fact.
That's not even a fact. Like some people would definitely propel you, and it's like you just don't really want to even see what that route is about.
Where?
So it's like you're gonna make it regardless because you built that self that in you, like
got that motor. So we're gonna go.
You know what I'm saying? I know, but regardless of anything, I'm gonna be good just because I got myself. But I know when I look towards other avenues of people who got other things that can help me. And like I just give up that vulnerability.
Yeah. Nah, I agree.
Good things happen, bro.
Yeah, word. Cause I feel like, you know, like you said, some niggas, well, I wouldn't say something like some operations don't require help. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like you trying to get better, you gotta build that team. You know what I'm saying? Like as an artist, you need a photographer. That's help. You can't be the artist and the photographer at the same time. You feel what I'm saying? Like, unless you got the tripod. I see that's the tripod game going crazy now.
I feel like I'm trying to kill that stigma, bro.
Of what?
You could do everything, bro. I feel like a team is needed. But that's how I think about it. Like,
to me.
All right, so imagine you have, let's see, you got an engineer. Like, you have a whole studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have an engineer. You have to have an engineer, a videographer, a photographer. Imagine that you don't know how to do any of those things. You don't even know anything about it. Somebody can come and try to get over you on you for the prices of everything. Imagine you know how to do all those things. You know what you need. You'll be able to tell them, I want it like this. I know how to do it like this. I want you to take these pictures like this. I want you to engineer it like this. And you'll be able to have more knowledge to get what you need for the right price or... You know, just more down to a T.
Nah,
I feel like it's like knowing different languages, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
You'd be able to speak to them like this. So I don't think it's a bad thing, but I definitely agree. You need a team.
Yeah,
you need a team. But I feel like you shouldn't stop because you're not finding the team at the moment.
Nah, that's a fact.
So I ain't gonna lie, that's a great point. Mm. That's a great point because it's like you don't want somebody just come through and get over on you.
Yeah.
Like, because just like how I said, not everyone has bad intentions for you. Not everyone does have good intentions for you at the same time. So it's like you do gotta watch out for the sharks in the water.
Or I'm also an organic type of nigga too.
Yeah, like, I'm an organic type
of
nigga too.
A lot of things that I tied into or I got into all happen organically.
I
feel like when things happen organically, it works out for the best of everybody involved because nobody's really trying to get over on anybody most of the times. So you know what I'm saying? Especially when it's organic.
That's a fact. And at the same time, it's like, just because you have a team don't mean you got to be the sixth man of that team. Like, you should be still the point guard of that team. So you should still know every position.
Word.
So that's why I feel like having the knowledge in what to do and what you know things should look like and how things should be, but still trusting somebody else to pit their vision or their source on it could benefit you in the long run. Because I'm a big pusher for, like, collaboration definitely helps both sides. Especially, like you said, if you got people around you who got their own shit going.
Definitely.
You feel me? So it's like, when me and Yada was at St. John's, we had you pull up to shoot a video. It was like...
Damn, that's crazy, my boy. Where is Yada really at St. John's? I forgot.
It's like...
Shouts to Dib.
I record videos all the time. I could have rented a camera, shot the video.
Nah,
I edit all the videos. It's like, nah.
Yeah, damn, shit's
fire.
Saying,
let me... And I want to work with bro. Like, let me. This is a perfect opportunity for us to get some work in and collaborate and for us to get some fire content out of it.
And you got exposure too. You know what I'm
saying? We don't know if those one of those kids might hit you up in the future or whatever.
Nah, all exposure is good. You feel me?
You feel me? So it's like.
It's like, you helped us that day. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
We could have got a tripod and some shit like that, but it's like, nah, like sometimes.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
Like, and at the end of the day, it's like, it was work regardless.
Yeah.
Like you said,
win-win.
It still be work and it still be love at the same time. So it's like, it's fire like that.
Word. When and where did your love for music start?
Hold on. We got to hop into level one, my boy.
Oh, shoot. We got the conversation.
Yeah, I saw your role.
Oh, what's that?
How likely am I to go camping and how high maintenance is my setup?
I feel like you'll go camping. And I feel like you fake like a bougie nigga. Like, you're not like a bougie nigga, but you like a stickler for shit. Right. Yeah. I feel like you a stickler for shit. I feel like you won't be out there not knowing how to set your fire up and whatnot.
Can't be, bro. You lacking.
Yeah, you can't be lacking.
Nah, no, kids.
This nigga give me camping vibes.
He give you camping vibes, right? That's what I said. He definitely go camping.
I'm fucking crying. I never went to sleep with kid when I was younger.
I see that nigga riding down the river on a log or some shit like that. Like,
what's up, yo, mad positive. Like, yo. Yo, bro.
Yo, bro, when I first met this nigga, that's one thing I always thought about him. Like, this nigga always positive.
Nah, I gotta give it to you, bro. I mean, I love that, bro. Like,
that's a great trait, bro.
Nah, I appreciate that, bro. Be telling niggas, there's not really much to be, you know, negative and mad about, bro. Like,
nah, I respect it, for real.
I remember one time I asked a nigga, I said, yo, bro, why you always fucking happy, my nigga?
Nah, he died. Actually, that one time, bro. And I just was like, bro.
And I'm not even like a nigga that don't be happy. So it's like, yeah, this nigga always fucking happy.
Nah, yeah, y'all don't always got a smile, bro.
Me chilling, bro.
The juice is saying, like, yo.
Even when he tell you about, even when he tell you about some shit that got him tight, he be dumb happy telling me, like, nah, what? He smiling every ear week. Yo, bro, this shit got me dumb tight, bro.
Tight, bro. No, because I can finally, you know, when you get over some shit, you can finally, like, let it out.
That's a fact.
I got a question for you though.
Talk to me.
So, like, how was you like growing up? You seen most happy people have like some type of
trauma.
Nah, like
growing up. Niggas always happy, gang.
I
don't want to get too deep.
I have a younger brother. He's 2 years younger than me. But like, I didn't really realize until I got older. Like, that's really like my road dog. Like, that nigga was everywhere I was. Okay. But you know, as the oldest, you don't really think the youngest is there just because you're, you know, overseeing shit. It but like that was one of my guys. And also too, I have my great grandmother, she passed away last October. But I have my great grandmother in my life. I have both my grandmothers in my life. I have my grandfather. I have my mom. So I come from like a loving family, bro. I come from love. So I've experienced love. Like, they support graduations, they were there. My mom could make a basketball game, they would come. My dad, if he could make a football game, he would come. So even when I was wrestling, I wrestled in, seventh grade. My dad, he would come to wrestling matches and shit like that. So I just always was around love, you feel what I'm saying? My family's always been positive. I got a big family on my dad's side. So I could have, like, we could, my family, my dad's side of family could pack out a function by itself. Like, nobody, we don't need no extras. It's just family. So
nah,
I come around from love, bro. So you know what I'm saying? It's always just good vibes.
Nah, that's respectful, bro.
Yeah, big up the family and them. Where the bro? But yeah. No cow. I went to sleepaway camp too. Like, growing up. No
cow.
I went to sleepaway camp.
You said wrestling, like 2 weeks. Shit.
No cap.
No word. So then it's like, no pun intended. We got into it in the beginning a little bit.
Word.
About how the background of just me knowing a little bit of your love for music.
Yeah.
But we want to know in a little deeper sense, how did that love for music really start?
Damn, I bet. Oh my God, this shit smiling like. Alright, so damn, bro. So it really started from playing the drums, bro. Like, I have an older cousin.
Yeah.
I come from a lot of females in my family. And they were more like tomboys type vibe. So I'm like one of the only boys, like earlier in my family for me.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like the golden boy.
But
I had a cousin, and then, well, she's still alive and shit, but I'm like, had a cousin, and she played the drums, and I just was like so in tune with them. I'm like, nah,
that's,
I love
fire.
The drums, bro. And I used to be in church and shit. Church music is fire, bro. I ain't going, I don't know what nobody say. I don't care what anybody say. Like, church music just be crazy, bro. You got all the crazy musicians is always in church, bro.
That's a fact, though.
You got everything going on.
Facts, bro. So I used to always like want to play the drums. Like, I ain't know the technique and stuff, but I always, like, just wanted to play the drums, bro. My mom put me in piano class, but I didn't like that. I wanted to play the drums. I was just playing the drums, and I was nice, bro. Like, I went to some, when I started learning the technique and shit from going to, like, some type of school. Went to some shit in Rochester. Went to that for, like, a summer. Learned the technique, then I just was going crazy, bro. And then I remember middle school when I met Reef. I didn't really get too much love in middle school, but I remember I played the drums on the graduation. Niggas was like, nah, this nigga nice, bro. I was getting mad love. I'm like, nah, this shit tough. And I just was playing the drums, bro. I like playing the drums. So
fire, bro.
Went from that, bro. And I always see myself as like a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, fuck it, let's try rapping and shit. So I remember I was making music like like 2017-ish, just trying it out. First time I tried it, shit was hard as fuck, bro. Shit was like just crazy. Like
what, producing or
what was the hardest thing about
rapping?
It?
Rapping. Mm-hmm. I first started rapping. Well, drums, then rapping.
Yeah.
Hardest thing about it, bro, it was just like understanding like how to say the words on beat. I don't know. It just was mad complicated for no reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, and after that, I just was like, nah, let me lock in. And I just was paying for stew time, paying like $60 an hour, bro. Mm-hmm. After school, like in high school, like probably like, what was it, my junior year, yeah, just locked in, bro. Going to the stew. Songs was garbage, bro, but I was locked in again. It's like, my mindset was always like, yo, you just gotta lock in. As long as you stay consistent, bro,
yeah,
it's somebody's gonna tap in, bro. Because I always noticed that everybody who stays consistent got some type of, for me, exposure. So that, and then from that was like the beginning.
Nah, that's fire, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I was one of the niggas in class, like, I was nice with the pens, like, on the, like, making the beats, no cap, bro. Like, I was that nice with that shit. So it is like, just doing that, I always knew, like, I had an ear for music. So it's like, I could kind of relate to that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, facts. Playing the drums and shit. Like, I never played no instruments, though, but I was dead nice, like, making the beats. Mm-hmm. So I always had, like, an ear. I'm like, nah, bro, like, I gotta do something in the music type of shit. Like, that's fire, though, bro.
Music is that life. Like, I feel like I'm always listening to music.
Nah, facts.
No matter what I'm doing, it's always music going on.
I gotta give it to Reef.
It be like that.
I gotta give it to Reef. Like, he always was, like, hitting me up like, are you still play the drums and shit? Cause right. I don't really be showing that. I'm still finding a way to work it into my music at the moment and stuff I'm doing. But like,
I seen you on the guitar.
I'm learning at the moment. Ain't gonna
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, I seen did one of the videos. Yeah, you playing that shit.
Facts. But drums, I'm really nice with that. Ain't gonna lie.
That's tough, bro.
I might have to go Afrobeats on them.
Might have to go Afrobeats. That's a good lane too.
Yeah,
it was crazy. I forgot what I was watching earlier, but they was dead talking about it how. It was French. French was basically saying like, "Yo, why would we hop into this lane when there's 50,000 rappers in each city? When you could go Afrobeats and it's only literally two people on the charts from Afrobeats."
I don't know if you've been seeing like the trend of music I've been putting out, but like that's been like the lane I've been switching over to. I was
Afro,
not super Afro, bro, but like my own type of style of it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I don't know if you heard Trust.
Like Trust, right?
Yeah, vibes like
that. Fire. Maybe we could get a live performance today.
Hopefully,
see bro. Hopefully, bro. You still be producing?
Of course. I make all my beats, bro.
What?
Every beat, Trust.
Can I get a pack,
beat.
Bro?
Nah, I got you, bro.
We gotta get on something too, bro. We gotta collab.
Nah, facts. This thing gotta just be dropping. Like,
dropping, bro. That dropped the Afro EP.
Yeah, I peeped that. I peeped that.
Afro, the Latin Urban.
I heard some Lash. I'm like, this nigga
trying to show him, bro. Be outside.
Everybody gotta work. For me, I even brought my mans with me today. Morocco made it. Shout out to Morocco made it. He in the cut. Right. Saying he a producer too. So it's like,
producer.
Everybody just gotta tap in and work. It's like, it just be that simple.
Nah, fact.
Need a pack, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You got your own setup or like, bro, you gotta work, man.
Nah, facts. Yeah, I use FL to produce. I engineer myself too.
That's
fire.
I bought like the beat pad. But I'm not gonna lie, like producing that shit is tedious, gang. Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You don't really need the beat pad unless you're really trying to be hands on.
I'm a hands on nigga. Right? I ain't gonna lie. I like his production. Like his shit sound different. Like his shit sound distinct. Right.
You know what Timbaland?
Like when you hear a Timbaland beat, you could tell. Like, yeah, I know that nigga made that
that's
shit.
Fact,
like, you feel me? That shit hit.
That's a fact.
So it's like word. I feel like when I got some time, like I feel like down the line, like I'm gonna get time. I'm gonna really like craft up that shit.
But like right here, really dive into it for real.
Yeah.
I try not to focus on. I'm trying to be the artist right now, so it's like.
But I ain't gonna lie. You see how you saying like, yo, you can't do everything, bro. Literally do everything, bro.
Nah, I hear you, bro.
I respect it though. Yeah. With the team, you need.
But
a team
also
to push you further.
You musically inclined. You know what I'm saying? Like you played an instrument growing up. Blah say blah. Like you know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. Yeah, had that in you for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like you
got a point. Fact.
Yeah, like me, I make music, make juice. I got a podcast. Exactly.
You feel me? Oh nah, you know what? You know why? Something I learned, bro. Like, I remember they used to say like when you make music or do something like want to be a star, you gotta have a plan B. But like somebody told me, your plan A and plan B and plan C, whatever, should be in the same realm.
Of course,
you feel me? So it all makes sense.
Exactly.
So like, if you look at everything I do, they all correlate.
Yeah.
So like, I don't look at it as like, yo, I'm all around. Feel me? Sometimes
word.
I could be a little spontaneous, but Like, I try to do everything in line, bro. Same hood type. Yeah, yeah, so bro. It's not like... But, like, what you doing is going to come together, bro.
It's always going to come together. Bro. That's everything what I'm saying, is about bro. Alignment.
That's a fact.
That's crazy. Like, one, a thing I used to always say is, like, yo, bro, I don't really believe in plan Bs. Like, I'd rather multiple plan As. You feel me? So, that's just a version, like, what you said is, like, they all got to be in alignment.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's like, yeah, it works. So, it's like, even for an example of that, it's like, look major. That's just another correlation of me being a top barber in the city. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Yeah, I got to give you flowers, bro. Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, bro.
Reef been going crazy, bro.
Reef really go crazy, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
we talking about somebody who do everything, bro.
I get to watch it, like, side by side. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get to really, like, watch it, like, live, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, I see something working, bro. My boy got a laptop and started editing the fuck out of shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Crazy.
My boy edits go crazy. My boy is a model.
Reef go crazy.
My boy got the look major outside. Like, this is really a go getter, bro. You're really a go getter, bro.
Appreciate you, my boy.
And he's still chopping heads every single day, bro.
Every single day. But I just want to shout out to Look Major.
Shout out to Look Major, man.
Y'all can find him on Instagram at Look Major Hair. Find the website at lookmajorhair.com. Right here in my hand, we got some hair growth oil.
Yeah, we do.
If your hair's been feeling dry, a lot of people's hair don't be growing. I'm a barber, so I see it daily.
So yo.
I see a lot of people come in with, like, they be dandruff.
Yeah.
The hair is at the same level that it probably was last week. No particular people or anybody. So but just people
here,
like that in that type of category, then you gotta get you some hair growth oil from Look Major Hair.
That's how I feel that.
You feel me? We got some beard oil right there.
Got the beard oil.
That my boy Yada just had.
It's that beard oil. Get your beard looking luxurious. You know what I mean?
See, Yada got a beard coming in.
You know, you see it, right?
Yo, last therapy session. What's up?
Y'all even know he had that for me. Use a couple of those products during his haircut session.
You know what I'm saying? Couple drops.
So where? Got the hairspray for the people. Let me get some of that.
And the beard balm. Don't fuck around.
Exactly.
Yo, what's in it, bro? What's the ingredients?
Ingredients?
Oh, like the main ingredients. Don't tell the whole.
So the main ingredients is love. Gangsta. Rose water.
Oh, God. You really got love.
I'm saying a little bit of argan oil and some tings.
Some tings and tings.
Okay.
Respect it, bro. I'm a support, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I need some.
You got support.
Spreading the locks real fast.
What's up, bro?
Get a little, you know what I'm saying? Whole lot of lockies around.
A whole lot of lock brothers.
Whole lot of lockies around, man. They say I gotta come home and get in tune.
Yeah. Simple. Lie.
Hold on.
Exactly. Look Major Hair. We're gonna drop that website right there.
Look Major.
And we're gonna put the QR code right there.
That's a fact.
So holla at that.
I love that name, bro. Look Major. That's tough, gang.
Exactly.
It's Look tough. Major nigga, man. Shout out to Reef, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, bro, you're really one of the hardest workers out here, bro. I admire it, bro. And it's just cool, like, just to watch it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you feel me? You know how, like, niggas play with LeBron, so they get to see, like, LeBron's, like, work ethic every day?
Facts.
So everybody don't get to see LeBron's work ethic, so I get to see my son Reef, like, really
Thank you, my
tee
brother.
Up. You know what I'm saying? I really get to see my brother tee up. Like, I like it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Kind of go back to, like,
I appreciate set, you. Like, for, I appreciate both of y'all for giving me my flowers. I'm going to plant those.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Grow a tree with them.
Yeah.
I never heard that, but that's tough. That's tough.
I be coming up with shit, gang.
That's like Dan said, bro. You need to be around niggas that's doing shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's like,
definitely be doing shit.
When one of my mans do some shit, it inspires me to do some other shit.
Facts.
Like, for an example, therapy sessions is just one of the toughest shit I feel
therapy
like
sessions is really tough, bro. Appreciate fuck with the whole
like
concept.
When you came up with that, bro, I'm like, yo, bro, that is so tough, bro. Like,
yeah.
I even started doing, like, the Razor and Rap shits.
Yeah.
Like, this, yeah, it's inspired by that, bro.
That's fire.
That's fire, bro. Like,
Razors and Rap.
I know I definitely incorporate some of my swag into some videography right there. So it's like, like, you don't even know who you about to inspire, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit amazing.
And a lot of niggas won't even tell you that you inspired them to do some shit
that's
like
a fact.
That.
Now, one thing about Reef, you're going to hit me up and be like, yo, I like
that shit tough. I'm going to tell niggas, like, that shit tough.
That's a fact.
I see it, like.
I also got a question for you, too. Like, you ever thought about, like, doing a therapy session? Like
myself?
Yeah, having a nigga, like, I would come through and be the therapist, gang.
Ain't gonna lie, when it happens, bro, just to keep it on the same wavelength, I'm probably gonna be the therapist too, bro. I'm really
nah, you're going
I'm
crazy.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
He's going crazy.
You know what I mean? That's gonna be the but we're not doing that yet, bro. I'm gonna give it a little time to cook.
A little time?
Time to cook.
Just let me know if you need a therapist, bro. I'll pull up, bro.
I'm glad you, for me, you
I'll be the therapist
up.
For an episode, gig. I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't say that.
Hell cat, bro.
Yeah, the juice on the side, like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I might give you a juice, like, yo, take this right here. I'm like, you
calm
know,
calm down, bro. Take a juice.
Guys. That's what I'm saying, bro. Take a chill pill, game.
That'd be jokes. Nah, but
that's good. That's good promotion. Ain't gonna lie. We should do some shit like that.
Come on, bro.
Exactly,
come on.
Bro. That's what we everything for. You gotta collaborate with anything, and everything, definitely. Bro.
I gotta commend you too, bro, because I've never seen anybody make juice, bro. And the juice is busting. It look nice, bro. It's exactly. Natural, game.
Exactly.
Appreciate that, bro.
Definitely. And you pushing it, like, you're not even like, yeah, I make juice and keep it like that.
Nah.
I got the thing on the table. Exactly. Locked in.
We gotta get my boy Yada a commercial.
Health is wealth,
bro.
That's a fact.
We gotta do something like that.
Now we're gonna get to it. Now we're gonna get to it, bro. That's what I'm saying. Everything.
That's a fact.
Godspeed, bro.
But yeah, Godspeed, man.
Tough.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
Ready, bro.
So we're gonna take Godspeed right into level 2.
All
right.
What's level 2 talking about?
Level 2. Level 2 today is talking about, is there a feeling that you miss?
Still feeling that I miss.
Damn, are you laughing, bro?
Damn.
What feeling you miss? Damn, that shit hit niggas' chest.
That's tight, like crazy.
I miss a lot of feelings.
Feeling that I miss, damn.
Yo, chill out, dude.
You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna keep it. Keep it real.
Keep it freaky?
Like, nah, I ain't gonna. I'm gonna keep it PG, bro. I miss, like, when you younger, bro. When you like a kid and just how the aesthetic of life was.
1916 vibes.
No, younger
I'm
than
talking
that.
About younger.
I know exactly
bro.
What you're talking about.
I ain't gonna lie. About, like the whole timeline.
I be saying that shit every day.
I wouldn't say I want to go back, but I would like to go back to look at it from my perspective.
Just experience it again.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like I'm even Stevens, bro. Like, they just dropped me off in a different time or some shit.
Nah, I feel that. Like, nah, just like, even the first time I met Reef, like, thinking, like, I'm talking about, like, 238 days. Just, like, seeing it through a different... From my eyes now, you feel me?
Yeah.
And just being there looking like, damn, that's how I really was.
Like, seeing it more equipped, like...
Where?
Like, you don't really gotta struggle to go get a slice of pizza after school type shit, but you watching yourself do it, like...
Yeah, you feel me? Like you watching a movie, but you in there, you feel me?
Yeah.
Nobody can see you except for... Or you could be, like, a pedestrian or whatever. You just looking at it like...
But they just don't know that's you,
they
like...
don't know it's me, like...
That's some Freaky Friday shit.
Now, that's funny, too, because my mom dead sent, like, a collage of, like, pics of me and my brother this morning. I was like, damn, like,
so that's from the past.
Niggas really grew up, like.
So I would say I miss it, but not too much, but just miss it to just be able to visit.
Being a kid, being a kid, like, bro.
Like, it still was a little problems, but it's different problems.
Now I feel you.
Always going to have problems. But
I feel like that's what I kind of strive for. I kind of strive to be a kid again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just having that freedom, like. Just do what I want.
Yeah,
like, that's really what I chase. Like, I just chase that freedom just to be a kid again. Like, I feel like.
Believe it or not, I feel like I be doing that now. Like, I low-key, like, I want something. Like, not no crazy flex shit, but, like, I want something. I low-key be, you feel me?
Nah, that's a fact. As that's a kid, good. I'm happy for that. I'm happy to hear that, bro.
Like, even if you just want to drive, go get some. I remember as a kid, used to think.
Damn,
like,
I be thinking, yo, that's funny.
I wanted to drive for mad long. I ain't have yo, a friend, you feel me? When I was a kid, and you thinking, like,
that shit is crazy, bro. Amazing. I be driving thinking the same shit, bro. Yeah, like, yo, I remember when I was younger, I wanted to go somewhere. Like, let's just say McDonald's. Like, when you was younger, like, damn, I wish I could, like, go to McDonald's. Like, nah, niggas, I could go get McDonald's.
That keeps you, like, thankful, you feel me?
Yeah.
Keeps you, like, damn, I really wanted this, and now I have it. And it's it could be something little.
That's crazy. I really be driving around, like, yo, I really used to be a little-ass kid. Now I'm driving.
Nah, for
like,
real.
Yo, I got my own car. Like, I'm on the highway. Like,
if I drive back past the school that I went to, especially with the school I went to, bro, it's like, damn, I was really one of these little niggas walking down the strip,
bro,
like, hungry.
Facts.
Couldn't even get a 4 for 4. Like, tight.
Shit, crazy.
Yo, mad cold. Fours, that was one of the illest combos ever, gang.
And I know, those go crazy.
Niggas slutted the 4 for 4s out, bro.
I haven't ate 4:35 since October. But 4 for 4 definitely was slap.
Yeah, this is before I stopped eating pork.
You're vegan
and shit like
now,
that.
Gang?
Nah, I be eating some fish.
Oh, wow. Okay, my son.
Junior bacon, 4 for 4.
Really, got Montana.
Someone went to Jamaica, turned Jamaican. I seen bro's story. I'm like, yo.
Yeah. Nah, he was on that before he went to Jamaica, though.
Nah, he was on that. The whole story. I'm like, nah.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was out there, bro, I couldn't speak.
Nah,
English,
I definitely
bro.
Know. That's how I be, though. When you there for a while, you just start locking in. Facts. Facts.
But yo.
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 How y'all feeling?
Feeling great, champ.
It's a great combo.
Nah, where I'm liking this for real.
Bro,
huh?
I feel like I got to know you a little better.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, no cap. Okay. Like, damn, you cool as fuck.
Exactly.
So Reef, like, yo,
what you think about me when you first met me,
bro? It's not that I didn't think of nothing. It's just you mad quiet. You be in your own lane. You be in your own zone. So it's kind of like, I didn't really have like, I didn't really have like a gauge, like,
yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? I kind of knew this nigga was cool, but it's just like,
yeah, but he at work, he working.
Word. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want them niggas, like, you only really cool around your niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you outside, Dan was there. Like, that's all it was. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
play the cut.
Yeah, he wasn't on no bad vibes or nothing like that.
Chat,
but
niggas chat
my son just sturdied up. Like, we outside. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I'm chilling, bro. Usually, like, you more of a louder person. So, whenever somebody is, like, more louder, I just, for me, I kind of just be on my chill.
Nah, I'm already known.
But not in no bad way, you feel me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I already
like
know.
Like talking shit.
You feel me?
You talk
more, so it's like, all right, bet. I don't really have to talk.
I like that nigga talk more.
I ain't gonna lie. Some people talk a lot, though, gang. Like, I fuck with niggas, but niggas, some niggas need to talk less, bro.
Nah, some niggas definitely do need to talk less. Whatever, bro.
Yo, I'm crying.
Okay, I'm crazy. See, the niggas ain't even know that was funny, like.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Oh, it's too like
listening to y'all problems all the time.
No word.
I wanted to hop into that.
You wanted to hop
therapy
into that
session, so it's like, bro, every therapy session you got a new patient. So you're collabing with the whole city, damn near, bro. How has collabing with so many people in your therapy sessions affected like your growth, like business wise, shoots outside of therapy session? More artists wanting to collab with you to get music videos outside of the therapy sessions. Like, how have you seen the collaboration within the city that has helped you?
It's been a blessing, bro, because, like, you get to meet people on a different, like, level, you feel me? Like, when you're meeting artist to artist, it's just a little different. Like, people got egos.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to collab.
Mm.
But I feel like when you're doing cameraman or production or director to artist or even actor to artist,
mm-hmm.
it's a little different because they don't look at you like that. They like, yo, he's doing something different. Then after you start telling them, you break down that wall. Then after they see that you're an artist, they're like, nah, hold on, this is tough too.
Right.
So I feel like it's just a blessing, like business wise, personal wise, for me, just like picking up a camera is valid.
That's facts.
Feel me? And just you get a different respect when you have something that you made and then you just keep on creating because it's not staying how it is at the moment. It's going. Gonna be bigger than big, feel me?
That's a fact, bro. Gonna get grander, bro. Even like you said, like, I feel like in your position, it's kind of like both sides need each other. You know what I'm saying? More so like artist to artist.
Nobody.
Like a music artist, you don't really need another artist.
I got my own music.
You know what I'm saying?
It would be nice to collaborate, but I don't need to.
Feel me? Like,
but you, it's like,
point.
Yeah, bro. That's why I seek Dan. I'm like, yo, I need that. That's exposure because, you know, right now, everything, like, the most I've been hearing is, like, yo, Yada, you need visuals, bro. You need visuals. And I'm like,
oh,
I ain't gonna lie, visuals is expensive, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Nah, but it's, like, that's still a type of visual. That's still a type of content. And it's different. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, niggas say I need, like, a creative director.
It's a good investment.
That's because I don't, like, me, I'm the artist. I feel like I'm not supposed to be thinking about the music video for real. Like, I feel like somebody should have a layout for me. Like, yo, this is the music video. Of course, like, we could chit-chat, and, like, I have some input, but I don't really care too much. Like, it's just, I'm just the artist. So, your platform just makes it easy for me to go get a quick video, bro, because it's, like,
cause it's
already, I already
it's
know already the concept. Yeah, it's already okay, done, bro.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, Dan just made that part of the whole thing easy, bro. So
yeah, so he just brought his creativity
bro, to
a platform. That he brought his creativity to a platform that it's accessible for anybody to bring their souls to it. So literally a collaboration is like, man, I got this vision. I got this feel to this song. And I think this feel will go perfectly with with your souls and your vision.
A collab that definitely makes sense. Like, how did this idea come about?
Honestly, it was just brainstorming. And I can't take all the credit. I have a team. Shout out to my boy, my son Ja. He definitely helped out with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
He actually gave me, like, more of the idea, like,
word,
the outlines of it, and then I was able to, like put it together, because you gotta, you got the vision, you gotta take it and run with it.
Exactly.
So, that was mainly it, bro, and then shout out to the people I used as pilots to start it off. I had my son Gio, my son Kev, Hilfi Kev, and we just, I hit them up, I'm like, yo, let's lock this, let's do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
They was with it. I got the spot, had the idea.
It's fire.
And then just locked it in, bro. And honestly, people mess with it. I'm like, yo, let me push this, bro.
Nah, that's tough, bro.
Because you know everybody got their performance thing.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing a mic, bro. It was good. I'm not against the mic, bro, but it's like.
Nah, I'm about to get on one soon.
Nah, nothing wrong with it. But like, when everybody,
yeah,
the creators more so. When all the creators take it and start doing it, it gets kind of, for me,
played out.
Yeah, but people who doing it, shout out to them, feel me?
Nah, that's a fact.
Like, you can always make a change, bro, and do your thing.
Yeah. And also, too, I want to take this time to, like, really show people, like, yo, bro, it's the power of the mind. Like, you see, like, you got an idea, you know what I'm saying, from a friend. Boom. Now you got a whole platform that started up here. That's Reef Major. He had the idea that he wants to start having hair products. Boom. Now you got actual live products. You feel what I'm saying?
Word. So it's like
Rhythm and Juice was in the brain.
Nah, fact.
What's something that we saying?
In a bottle. Like, God, you was up here.
Close to reality, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm trying to really show y'all, bro. Like, we live in proof. Like he said it started off with just brainstorming. Some of y'all out there just need to just sit down and brainstorm, bro. Like,
ain't gonna lie though, you gotta do after. You
feel me? Nah, that's
you gotta
a fact.
Execute.
Like that's anything you see, bro, was an idea first.
That's exactly.
Bro. I'm with that.
Even a TV, like it was an idea. Like a nigga iPhone. Thought of it first before he made it.
That's real.
Pants, they ain't make it, then think about it. Like
this table, so like all
you
of
gotta it. All of it, bro. So if you gotta throw it in your mind, like you ever caught yourself being like, damn, they should make something that do this. Like, damn, nigga, you go make it. Like, you already thought about it. Like, that's your invention.
You know what the problem be? Or like it's like the bridge of the idea and making it happen. And a lot of people...
The unseen.
Yeah.
The unknown.
Not society done doled us out, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie, not even that. You know what you need sometimes, but a lot of things you gotta figure out how to get to what you need.
It's yeah. Not. That's a fact, though. And like I said, though, it's also like unknown and unseen. Like, you might know what you gotta do, but you like... Damn, like, what if it don't work out how
that's
I think it's gonna
too,
work out? You feel
that's
me?
A fact.
Niggas yeah. Be stuck
can't
on
be
idols.
Scared, gang.
Can't be scared. You gotta be fearless out here, bro. I just do shit, bro.
I just do shit.
Like, it's that simple, bro. Cause
the more you
proof.
Do shit, bro,
I'm doing shit.
Living proof, gang. Like,
living proof, literally.
Like, even if, like, I use, like, let's use, like, a ruler for example, bro. Let's say you do some shit, right? You thought you was probably gonna get, like, to 10 inches, right? But
no
you did some, no freaky. But you did, let's, all right, let's use yards. Let's use yards.
That was wild.
Let's use miles. Let's use miles. Let's use miles. Let's say, you feel me, you had an idea that you thought was going to get you to 10 miles, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I get with that.
You did something and you failed. You might have not got to 10 miles. You might have probably got to 2 or 3. But like, all right, bet. You could build off of that. Like, all right, cool. Like, all right, I did this and I was, you know, I fell short. But all right, bet. Maybe if I put a little more work in or a little more thought. I could probably get to 7 miles now. Type
yeah,
shit.
Bro. Like,
no Eminem.
Like, to add on, bro. Like, you really.
That's the wrong mile and shit.
Nah. To add on, though, bro. Like, the best, you know, somebody always waiting for the right time to do something.
Yeah,
and you
yo,
never
yo,
do
yo.
It.
No, that's a fact.
There
bro.
Is no right
it's
time.
No right
bro.
Time.
Right
the right
now.
Time is right now.
Exactly.
Right now, bro. Really?
Like, that's the right time, nigga. Whenever you fucking thought about it.
Niggas is living bro. Proof, gang. Like, I'm trying to show them.
I be just trying to, I be a little spontaneous sometimes. I be
spontaneous too.
I'm with it, but like sometimes I gotta direct it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like,
nah, word, no cap. I be spontaneous too. Like it was just, it was just Aquarius season, whatnot. You know what I'm saying, my birthday and shit.
So Aquarius, happy belated, gang.
Mm. Appreciate you, dogs. So I had to take a flight by myself.
Yeah, word.
Nah, I respect
out the
that.
Country,
nah, it's
bro.
Crazy though, cause
7 days dolly.
I woke up one morning. Nigga just sent me a screenshot of him booked up, bro. It was like, up. He sent me like the screenshot at like 2 a.m., bro. I woke up. I'm like, yo, wait. What
I woke up this morning.
Intrusive thoughts, bro.
Nah, I respect.
Fucking Jamaica.
I woke up that morning, bro, hearing this nigga Reef speaking mad Jamaican Patois. I'm like, nah, hold on, gang. What's going on?
Nah.
Nah, I was so speaking Patois for like 2 weeks.
You're not jacking about Patois?
Nah,
he was
jacking.
He was cranking it up before he left,
in.
Too. Well, someone's getting it right. I remember I called this nigga. He's having a whole conversation with somebody on the phone, like outside, like.
In Patois?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
some Caribbean lady was outside. I forgot what was happening.
Yeah, I was in a block.
Yeah, he was on a block.
He about to get spanked out by some crazy lady.
He just started talking to Patois.
Bro,
like,
can't get bad, bro.
Saving people in Patois. Like.
We're going to get
nah,
bad.
Just, like I said, he just be
nah,
doing shit, bro.
I respect that, bro. Like, going on vacation by yourself, you like, nah. I don't. You feel me? You don't need nobody. I'm locking in. You feel me?
It was an adventure for sure.
Respect.
Yeah, bro.
How was that, though? Like,
huh? Yo, bro, it was vibey, bro. Made some connections out there. You know what
like,
I'm saying?
You was in the vacation spots or you was like in the towns?
Bro, I was hopping in the dollar cabs, bro.
Oh, that sounds
150
good.
Jamaican. Like, jeez. With the Yardies, like, You know what I'm saying? Crocs, no socks.
Crocs, no...
Chilling. Nah, he big Reef Major.
Serious. Like, real Jamaican. Crocs, no socks.
Crocs, no socks the whole... Bro, I ain't put socks on the whole time, gang.
Think so, though.
It's a different type of trip.
I ain't put... Bro, once I got to Jamaica, got to the B&B...
Socks came off,
bro. They ain't come back on until I was going back to the flight.
Jamaican niggas be in jeans and flip-flops with no socks. No cap.
Bro, I was so comfortable, bro. Like, that was the first time, bro, in my busy life, bro, that I was really able to sit down and be like, I could think about one thing at a time. And like, just being busy, bro, like, that's such a luxury.
That inspired me, bro.
That's such a luxury, bro. Just being able to think about one thing. I know you'd be like, you be thinking about some shit. Ah, fuck. It's like emails just coming, boom, 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 boom.
I'm not mad at it though, bro, because that.
Bro, when you ask God to eat, nigga, it's going to be a lot on your plate.
That's a real talk. So it's like, I never heard that. That's what I'm saying. Some quotables right now.
Quotables got it.
God to eat.
But they don't want to hear, man. That's what we do. There's a regular over here, man. We do this shit.
Nah, exactly, man. When you ask God to eat, it's going to be a lot on your plate. So you got to be ready for it.
Nah, I respect
but
that.
But definitely take one of them solo trips too, so you could, you know what I'm saying, get to eat that a little bit. No freaky.
That was wild.
I thought of no freaky in it.
That's
crazy, gang.
That was wild.
I had like a
tee me up.
Some shit just like hit my mind like this week. I was like, yo, which drug is worse? I don't feel like I ain't say nothing crazy. Just
that sounded crazy too, gang. Nah, but continue.
I didn't think that was crazy. I feel like
it was borderline. You might get teed over that one.
I had a question in my head that popped up. It was like, which drug is worse, cocaine, love, or social media?
Okay.
I felt like that shit was hard, like that question.
Damn.
Hey, shit.
Damn.
Well, I ain't like my old has always to say, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Bro, nah, I ain't gonna lie. What you think, bro?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yo, you always laugh when I take like a pause. He be like, this nigga about to say some shit.
Yeah. But
nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's tough. It's definitely not cocaine.
Nah, it's definitely not cocaine.
It's definitely not cocaine.
I feel like it's not cocaine because you already know what you're getting.
Yeah, you could kick that shit way easier than love or social media.
Yeah, like, you already know. Like, yo, if you doing this line, like, you kind of already know, like, you fucked. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
It was a famous quote, bro, that I heard from, like, an American philosopher. Nigga said, Instagram got your bitch.
That was Kanye, nigga.
Kanye, bro.
Instagram got your bitch.
Okay.
You call him an Instagram philosopher?
American philosopher.
That's what you call Kanye?
Yeah, in fact.
So, Instagram got your bitch. Fucking Christ. Shout out to Ye, bro.
Shout out to Ye.
Let me think.
But no cap, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Instagram got a lot of people, bro.
Instagram got your bitch.
It got your bitch. It got your nigga, your daughter.
Yo, of course.
Everybody, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, gang, the whole goddamn world on Instagram, world, bro.
But you think so?
I'm a victim too, how gang. Yeah, I wake up, open Instagram, gang. I'm scrolling.
You think it's because of social stuff? Or you really want? Are you do it for like for your brand, bro? For your means of living, bro?
No, I definitely do it. No, I ain't gonna lie, but like. I'm a strong-minded nigga. I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Most niggas aren't strong. Like, bro, I haven't ate meat in, like, 5 months. Not even saying that, like, niggas shouldn't be eating meat. It's just that's a hard thing to just be like, stop. I just stopped it, bro. I just stopped eating meat. Like, you remember, bro? Like, I was like, yo, bro, I think I'm gonna stop eating meat less. And then I just didn't eat it, and I was like, I don't mind if I eat meat no more. This shit quiet.
I think I remember. I'm like, yo... Are you trying
to get that shit quiet? Like, why I keep eating like, shit for? Like, the fuck?
You trying to get some wings or some shit? You're like, I don't eat that shit.
Not dead to don't eat that shit no more, bro. That shit.
Nigga switched
like,
up.
Yo, wait, what? Like, yo,
that shit huddy, bro.
Just had a 20 piece last
confused,
week.
Bro. Back confused, bro.
Last week, next week, quiet.
Yo,
yo, but Reef, how we go shit from meat to social media?
Yo, bro, I went to Best Star French Fry game.
Talk about the monster.
I got me some honey barbecue wings. The wings is busting. I'm not going to lie, bro. But the wing was too big, bro. I'm like, yo, son, what chicken is this?
Nah, you read about
yo
that.
I mean, facts, you crazy, bro. Remember I went to Applebee's?
Chicken wild big. Yo, but the wing is size of a chicken, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, they be bugging with that.
So I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not eating this shit no more, bro. Shit, dead heat.
I remember I went to Applebee's like years ago and my chicken wing had like a tumor, gang. No cap. Like
that's crazy.
It was like the chicken wing and then like the chicken wing had like like a piece of it added on that just looked mad crazy, like mad abnormal, bro. I'm like, nah,
see, bro, wilding, I lost man. It, bro.
It lost me.
Damn, I'd have stopped eating meat right there, nigga.
Nah, I don't know. I need my chicken wings, lemon pepper from Wingstop.
Took the tumor off, nigga. Like he was a surgeon.
That was Applebee's. I don't, we don't go to Applebee's no more for me type shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it's crazy.
Wingstop for the win.
Yo, that is insane, bro.
Tell us that lemon pepper through game.
Lemon pepper steppers.
Now, but I hear you though. It's a mindset. I ain't gonna lie. I think social media is the worst drug out there because that shit is just so accessible, bro. Like, bro, you let's say your alarm go off at 8:30 a.m. You could literally just roll over and just go on your phone, gang. Like some niggas be so addicted, bro. Like even like now, bro. People really be walking through the streets like this, bro. Like niggas don't look up, bro. Like niggas are really walk through the streets like this. It's so addictive now. Niggas is texting while driving. Niggas is scrolling on Instagram while driving. Like, you feel me? Niggas can't even stop at a red light for 30 seconds and not pick up their phone to see what's going on, bro. This shit right here.
I got ADHD. I drive better with Instagram.
See? It's crazy, game. Crazy. But also, too, is it fucks the mental up, too.
It do.
Because of the messages that's being driven on those platforms. And you got girls seeing girls half naked all day. You got men seeing other men flexing bread and shit like that. Like, it's a mental shit. Like,
I mean, flexing bread, you see other men ooting at each other, talking about their anything, dead bro. Friends. Like,
bro, you can see anything on social media, bro. Ain't nothing hidden no more.
I feel like it's how you take it, bro. Like, I feel like it's don't a monster. Me. Like, yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy. I've been letting fly today.
Nah, but it's like how your mindset is. Like, if you, like me personally, bro, I feel like if I wasn't doing the things I'm doing, like music, yeah.
You wouldn't be on the
distracted.
Nah, I feel like, you wouldn't I, feel be on like I wouldn't be on social like that. But I'd probably be on it, like, if I ain't have, like, if I was, like, single and stuff, I'd probably be on it to get some girls or something. But other than that, bro, I use it to get bread, bro. Like,
type shit.
Everything I'm doing
that's a fact.
Equals, like, taking a flick, bro, is part of the brand, bro. You got to look fact. Fire, bro.
That's a fact.
It helps you get bread. That's how I look at it. So I would say cocaine is more, bro.
That's a good idea.
That me personally, bro.
You never been in love?
Love, nah, love is good, but love.
Nah, you never been in love. Nah, I've been okay, nah, easy.
Nigga never crashed out.
But you ever, bro, but think you about
crashed
it.
Crashed out before?
We all
crashed out? Was, nah.
Think about it.
We just crashed out, though. I done some shit.
Hold on. Think about it. We all been on social media. We all had love. Yeah. Have we all done cocaine, bro?
Nah.
All right, so we don't know what it's about.
I know, but I can do cocaine once, though. I'll
be Gucci. The same way you talk about, huh? The same way you talk about Instagram, though, something could be like, I got a strong mind, bro. I could do coke tonight and be fine tomorrow.
No, I feel like I dead could, bro.
Nah, I'm telling you, bro. People be locked in.
No cap, bro. I feel like my mind's so strong, bro. Yo, I could do a line of coke.
I'm not gonna lie, though. I fake a jack that.
Bro.
Yo, bro, you done
I
drugs with me, bro.
I'll fake a
you see how I get, bro.
I don't know what y'all up against, sturdy, bro.
Nah, niggas don't know what they're up against, but I feel like...
Bro, the cocaine took a lot of people out, bro. You're not the first person
but to not say, everybody.
I
think
I
can do it.
Yo, bro, I done been Yada, bro, wrote the four or five splits and ate a whole shroom bar, and I'm just chilling.
It's different than an opioid, bro. Like,
nah, I hear you, but it didn't take everybody. There's some niggas that beat coke. There's some niggas that beat coke.
Nigga, don't white nigga be... I go crazy.
Next 40 years, he's fucked, bro. Next 20, 40 years, he's over. It's over.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I done seen love have a grown man sitting in the crib for a month, nigga.
Oh, he got it.
Cocaine don't do that.
Nah, cocaine will have
you. Cocaine don't do that,
you on the streets, though. You're
gonna have you on the streets for a month, gang.
That's crack. See, we talking about the wrong, bro.
Crack is a derivative of coke.
It's just a different...
Crack is a derivative from coke. That's how it goes. You start at coke.
I'm saying.
You start at coke, and then next thing you know, you start doing crack.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fall in love, do crack.
He's crazy.
That's tough, bro.
What do you mean that's tough? What do you mean?
Fall in love with inevitable heartbreak. That's what
different.
It is.
It's, the thing is with coke, like...
It's addictive, bro.
It's all been... It's all... Like, everybody has been led down the terrible path, bro, when you do coke,
bro. I feel like
nigga never
coke?
Killed his dealer for no coke. He probably tried to rob him. He never killed a nigga. He
he killed himself
coke.
With
nah,
the coke.
He killed his shorty, though, because he tried to leave
the
him.
Coke, bro. Think about it.
Niggas
coke.
Doing shit like that.
The
like,
coke be having a Fetty Wap in it, bro. Be having a fentanyl, bro.
Nah, I hear you, but look. With coke, how I look at coke, you know what you up against coke. If the nigga bring coke in here and you do a line, you know what you're up against, bro.
But love, you know, we know it could
go
either
that's
way.
The thing.
It's nah, different. All the love's different,
that's
bro.
The thing,
you don't
though.
Different types of
you
love,
don't
though,
know. You don't
that
know. Because somebody, you might fall in love with one color and then she show her true color 2 months later. You didn't even know she had that color. You think she orange? She show neon green. Now you
type. A chameleon. All right,
think about it though, gang. All right, you said 2 months later. How long y'all been together? If you saying it like that,
I was just giving an example, bro.
Now I feel that.
But like, I'm
now
just saying,
right? Because
right,
people have been in some.
Yo, that's what I'm saying, bro. Let's
I'm still
just say,
saying coke, gang.
When you in love,
I'm saying social media, gang.
Yo, bro, it's almost the same thing, bro. When you in love, bro, you don't want to do shit, bro. All you want to do is just be in love, nigga.
That's probably why we a little different, bro. Like, I feel like I be locked in still, bro. I don't let it. You know, some people get in a relationship and they start not texting back their friends. They stop.
I
feel like that's kind of like I get part. That's part of love, though.
I had a shorty for like a long time for me, mm-hmm. and I'm like, we have a good relationship where it's like. You feel me? It's not like where you have to change my whole self, like, uh-huh. like meaning like I can't be with the guys, I can't do this. It's like I feel like a lot of people when they get in relationships, they start changing their whole self fit that person, bro.
There's everybody's different, so some people can operate in love like that.
Definitely,
some people, like he said, some people could take coke and be functional, like. Some people take coke and they're done. It's
go to work the next day, be cooling.
You feel what I'm saying?
Like,
even
though they did coke.
Some nigga could do a line and you'll never know he just did a line. He's still functional.
Look at nigga tell
you. Some people could be in a relationship. You won't even know they're in a relationship.
You definitely got a point.
They're happy. That's what I'm saying. And then some people, they'll be in a relationship and now they're miserable.
Yeah, you're right.
But social media, though, that shit is just too accessible to everybody, bro.
I feel like the top ones, bro. What are we going down to? We going love and cocaine or love? In social media, what y'all think?
I feel like social media, bro, and I'm gonna tell you guys why. I feel like it's social media.
Something to Delano.
You see why I be laughing, bro? I just say some crazy shit, bro. Go ahead, though.
I'm gonna say social media, bro.
I'm gonna tell you guys why.
For real, bro.
Listen, bro.
Yeah, listen to Reef
Nation. Boy is my boy.
I'm gonna tell you guys why. Listen. So basically, social media, bro, is different. It's different than cocaine and love. Just because that shit always changing, bro. And that's the only thing that's fake, that's always changing within it. So it's like, it's a drug that every time you come back,
it's still
the same drug, but it's a little different.
It's always there.
So you don't know what you're gonna expect. And I feel like that's what just as being a human, bro.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna get you back, bro. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? So like it's like love. You could be in love, bro, and then you get tired of her. Like you still love her, but now you already know her though. Like it's like, all right, bro. Like, yeah, I love you already. Like, you feel me? It's like, I don't get the same hit for real. It's like cocaine. After a while, like you did you feel me? After a while, you did cocaine enough, my boy. Like,
nah.
That cocaine not gonna hit them the same. They gonna have to start taking five lines. They gonna have to start.
But that's why he's saying it's worse though. I guess.
Think about it. Yeah,
you don't gotta download more social media apps.
Listen,
Instagram to have your bitch.
Nah, but think about with the coke, bro. It's the fact that it's a drug that.
It's a gateway, right?
It's the gate. It's not even a gateway. Weed was supposed to be the gateway, not cocaine. I mean, weed, you get high, you're not about to do crack after that. But cocaine, you about to do some crazy shit if you're not getting the same high.
But also, too, though, how I feel like social media is, like, more accessible, right? You could be on social media all day, but a nigga not snorting coke all day.
You'd be surprised, bro. Because think about it. Like, they trying to search for that first high, bro.
You can't snort coke all day, bro.
Like, you can't wake up at 9 and then you're snorting coke.
You're not going to die from snorting on Instagram right away.
But I could be on social media from 9 to 5 a.m. just draining my head.
But I'm saying, which one you think is going to kill? Like, cocaine can actually kill you, bro.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying is way more.
I'd rather some shit that I know could kill me.
Which drug
is
worse?
Yeah, I say cocaine, bro, because you can actually die, bro, like right then and there after snorting that line.
But Instagram won't kill you directly, bro.
It takes a little while.
It takes a little while, bro. But what's really worse, bro? That shit
mentally,
gonna set you in, bro.
The only reason I say
it's gonna trap you.
I definitely feel you. I say cocaine because it can instantly kill you. And social media takes a little while, bro. That's the only reason I say. And love takes a little while too. You feel me?
I'm a gambling man, so I'd rather some shit that would instantly kill me.
Nigga, so I got 100 on coke.
No, I got 100 on coke. Word. Instagram gonna take a little while. Like, you never know.
Word. I ain't gonna lie. I got social media, coke, and then love. The only reason why coke is low is because you know what you up against if you see a lot in front of you.
Coke, then love, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I said social media, coke, and then love.
So love is the highest?
Love is the lowest. Social media, coke, and then love.
Okay.
And I'm only saying coke, though, because coke is just second because you know what you're up against, bro. Like you said, all three of us here never did coke. Why is that? Nigga, we know what that shit brings, bro.
But, bro, I definitely understand that.
You feel me?
But like, shouldn't it mean that we all know it's so terrible, that's why we don't do it? Nah, that's more dangerous.
You always have the choice, though.
Niggas know grabber bad. Maybe he's still smoking grabber.
You always have the choice. Like, if that's what I'm saying, like, that's niggas why I don't feel like it's not that.
Social media bad. He still be on social media sometimes.
A nigga don't think it's bad, though, bro.
That's a fact.
That's why I feel like it's not bad, because, like, a nigga that do coke, I don't feel bad for him if he die. Nigga, you chose to do coke, nigga. Nigga, nobody forced you to do coke, bro. Like, you, like I said.
You think that, bro, but imagine.
Some niggas that get forced to do coke.
If some niggas get forced, then they get, you feel me? But I'm just saying, like, you see a line of coke, you know what you up against. You might be battling addiction for the rest of your life.
What if you
know?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Looking at that first line of coke, what are you thinking?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Now, have you ever did coke before? Comment in the comment section.
Right.
What was you thinking the first line you was looking at? Like, yo.
Damn, this man, is I'm about it. To do this.
So keep it a buck. Keep it a buck. You in a party, bro. You getting lit, bro. Somebody back up some coke. What are you doing?
I'm running, bro. Nah. I'm leaving the party. Once I see the coke visually, bro, I'm going, bro.
You leaving the whole party for the coke?
Just I'm not nowhere near around no coke, bro. I'm not
nah, it's crazy. I don't even drink no more. I stopped drinking.
Yeah, like I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do nothing.
Nah, but I like, don't drink. Well, I mean, I still, you know, but I don't drink though.
Something getting litty.
Nah, I just did, you know, I throw a little marijuana in there.
Nah, I feel that.
But no drinking though. So I don't know. Coke is just crazy though, bro.
So let's do a poll. What are we doing? Coke? Are we doing coke? Coke?
Social media?
Social media or love, bro?
We're gonna get the answers. Don't worry. We're gonna get the clips. We're gonna get this on the gram. They're gonna interact with us. I feel like the people gonna
What's more addicting is the question.
Nah, which worse? Which is worse?
Oh, so what's the question?
Addicted which is worse?
Or worse?
Which drug is worse?
Cocaine? Yeah, so which drug is worse is basically which is more addicting?
Nah, addictive is different.
All right, so what's the answer for that one? Which one is more addictive, y'all say?
Definitely social media.
I say social media, bro, is more addicting.
Because you got people, like I said, bro, some people can't drive.
See, I was confusing scrolling. The question. Think about that was it, the case then, bro.
I was saying worse, though. I think it's...
Think about it. You could throw your phone away, though, bro, and not have social media, bro.
Who's
you could
doing
move
that, though?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. If it's worse, bro, it's definitely cocaine, bro.
I'm saying,
I think it's an easy answer, bro. I'm
saying,
not gonna lie.
Dang, it's cocaine. That's why we all never did cocaine, because we know
I was confusing worse. The question. It's easily cocaine, for sure. It's cocaine, and then it's
Sarif is confused, boy.
And then it's social media, and then it's love, bro.
What made you change the answer?
Cause if you're talking worse, like I'm still a gambling man, but it's like those are still some high ass odds right there.
I'm saying,
so
you
like,
know that though,
huh?
You know that.
That's a fact. That's why I'm not gonna do coke.
That's what I'm saying. We
but
know.
That's why I'm saying. I feel like that's why it's second because
it's not the most addictive.
You gotta make that choice.
You gotta think about it. All right, let's think. We know two things could kill you, right? Either jumping off a building or driving a car and getting crashed very hard. Which one you think is more dangerous, or which one you're more likely to die off of, bro?
Definitely jumping off the building.
All right, so I think that's similar to like the cocaine and social media. Like we know. They could be bad, but which one is directly gonna like kill
like
you if you really go
ways
crazy,
to die, bro?
Like for real.
Like love gonna kill a couple niggas too.
Nah, facts. But cocaine got a couple bodies under his belt.
Man. Couple niggas
got a lot. Like
we gonna leave it to the people though. The people, let us know, man. Which is worse?
It's crazy though. Cause sometimes love doesn't make niggas
social
do cocaine.
Media or love
same
type shit, bro. Some shit go hand in hand.
Correlation, like
some shit going hand in hand, man.
Nah, the guys.
Word.
Yeah, man. This shit been crazy, bro. Social media is a great tool though, at the same time.
For sure, for sure.
And just how you've been going crazy with the therapy sessions, I see you have one of the biggest artists out of this coming out the city right now.
Facts.
Chow Lee.
Shout out to Chow Lee.
You
feel what I'm saying? So word, he been dropping a lot of
very consistent.
A lot of slizzy music. So it's been a good vibe for the city.
Yeah.
I see he came to talk to the therapist.
That's a fact.
Definitely.
How did that connection come about?
Honestly, bro, after I did the Bass Swag one, it was kind of organic somewhere. I had my team reach out to bro, and it was just, he was jacking it, and we just got him up there.
Fire.
So I came through. I wanted to do another song at first, but then he sent me to something else, and it was just fire. I'm like, nah, this is tough. We got to do this.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite ones. Like, he's definitely chill, bro. He's doing his thing for sure. Like,
word.
He's locked in, bro.
Nah, that's tough. It's so funny. I remember Chow Lee had a free concert in, like, Amityville, bro, in, like, 2018 that I had went to, bro. Like, it was a good amount of people in there. Like, 50 to 75 people in there. But I just remember it being free. Like, he was on the stage and shit like that. And, like I said, I think that was, like, 2018, bro. And, like, literally, he just stayed consistent. Like, that's somebody that I visually was able to see. And I'm like, all right, bet, like, And the nigga did it. Like, he kept going. Now he on tour right now doing shows. I think he was on tour with Sexy Red, too, at one point, too. So, shout out to Chow Lee, bro. Like, hey, niggas is watching, taking notes, man.
He got his own sound. Like, this shit tough,
yeah,
bro. Nah, that's from LA. He from LA.
Yeah, I know. He from LA.
Yeah, I used to think he was from Queens. I'm like, what's up?
Nah, he from LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to LA, bro. LA got a lot of great artists. Like, yeah, really, like, since therapy session,
there's a lot of talent on there.
A lot of LA artists. And I'm like, damn, LA lit. No, we from the city. We like LA, kind of like
they not far out there, so they don't got that exposure.
They definitely
low key. They got a
lot
of
great
artists.
Up their shit though. I feel like the Long Island is way more respected now than it was like previously.
It's
kind of
crazy
like
saying that, like Long Island respected, but like that's they really doing their thing.
Nah, they doing their thing, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like you for me, I was out there for a little bit too. I went to high school out there, middle school too.
In LA?
Westbury, yeah, went to Westbury.
Oh shit!
So you feel me? So I'm tapped in, like you feel me?
Really LA nigga.
Yeah, I'm tapped in, but I'm a Queens nigga too. Oh, wow. So you feel me? Like
you a Queens nigga too, or
nah,
Queens
I'm,
nigga what you doing, bro?
I'm tapped in, bro. Like you feel me? Like
nah, we need a more direct answer.
I'm a Queens nigga though.
Okay, bam.
But also too, I was able, like being from Queens, bro. I was able to, I feel like, go to Long Island and take advantage of it because niggas from Long Island always want to be from, like, niggas from Queens. Mm. And it's like, bro, y'all have way more space. Y'all have way more opportunity. Y'all have way more things going on out here. Yeah. So I was one of those niggas like, yo, bro, point me in that direction. Like, where I got to go? You see how I'm always happy? I'm always outgoing and shit like that? Like, yeah, I use that shit to network. Like, I bet. Like, just because I'm in Westbury, I'm not going to stay in Westbury, bro. I was everywhere, bro. Like, out east, I'm here, I'm near. Like, niggas know me.
Yeah, a lot, you know,
big,
bro.
A lot big, bro. It's a lot of people out there, bro. So, I'm saying, like,
yeah, a lot is different, mm-hmm, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
it's a lot of emotion out there, bro.
They got the baddies.
Now, they do got some baddies for shit show. For sure.
A lot lit.
A lot cool, bro. I fuck with a lot, bro. I'm glad glad I had some time out there for sure. But also, too, like, then, like, who are some artists that you, like, want to work with, like, in the future, bro?
Bro, everybody, bro. Like, everybody, bro. Like,
can we get a more direct answer?
All right, yeah, I got you.
Did that for you. All
right, so the major one, bro, like, the dream one, mm-hmm, that's going to happen. I'll say Drake, bro. Like,
Drake, that's tough.
Drake on that is going to be tough, bro.
Nah, Drake got therapy. Drake therapy,
I can see it, though. It's not
it's not far fetched.
Yeah, I feel like it's
I see that. I see crazy. That in like a different location.
Yeah, of course, bro.
Yeah, I can see.
We're not staying where we at right now, bro.
Yeah, it's always elevation, space to grow. Gang.
Nah, for sure.
It's always elevation, bro.
That's a fact.
I like that. And shit, not even unlimited, but like that's a top artist, like
definitely.
Like regardless if he dropping or not, that's a top artist. So
mm-hmm,
that's definitely a great collab that. Word. I know you're going to get, you know what I'm Thanks, saying? Bro. I can't wait to see how that therapy session with Drake come out.
Nah, word.
That's going to look fire, like, word of bro.
That should definitely be tough, bro. Niggas is rooting for you, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, niggas is definitely
already, you know, I'm a fan, bro. I had to double up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, he definitely did.
Yeah, y'all actually got a song together. We fake one of,
nah, you know what I'm for like, facts, though, bro. We got to do that.
So, right. We've got a track?
We got a track.
Okay.
Son's a rapper? All right.
I gotta hear that again.
Nah, no cap. We're gonna
tune that up, but yeah, man, I ain't gonna. But yo, what's been
going on, man? Yo, man, the allegations.
Allegations, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Talk to him, yada.
I think this nigga Sean.
This nigga Sean, right?
The nigga Sean needs to just come out the fucking closet, gang, like.
Sean, bro, it's 2024,
yeah,
bro.
I've been hearing this nigga been touching niggas' butt since like 2008, gang. Like, since I was in elementary school, I've been hearing the nigga Sean been playing with niggas' booty, bro. So it's like, I feel like.
What's the latest allegation, my boy?
The latest allegation in an alleged lawsuit is that he had a relationship with a rapper from Philly who dated Nicki Minaj. Mm. And everybody, you know, everybody. That's what I'm saying. Everybody thinking it's the Chasers, man. It's Mr. Meek Mill himself, gang. Mr. Meek Mill got some questions to answer. But I just feel like the nigga.
Are they allegations, though?
Huh? They were. It's a part of a lawsuit. That's what I'm saying. But
nah, lawsuit is wicked.
I feel like.
Testimonies and things is wicked.
Shit is crazy out here, bro. That nigga Diddy just come out the closet, gang. Like, you. Why niggas doing all this for, gang? Like.
And. Another part of that indictment said I heard that it was a said R&B singer who performed at the last Super Bowl.
Niggas know he been doing that shit to Usher, though. I feel like that's old news, gang.
You really think this is happening, though? Like, this is crazy. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Imagine,
that's really crazy.
That's really crazy,
that,
though.
I feel like with that deep in the industry, bro, like, you really know, you don't really know what's going on. Like,
anything possible, right?
Damn.
Like,
I feel you, bro.
I'm not about to just be like, yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, word.
That happened.
Nah, I feel that.
Because that could be allegations, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, why is niggas putting that in lawsuits?
Yeah, bro.
Why is niggas putting that in court statements, like, at that
shit is crazy.
Hand on Bible, left hand up, testifying. Because
niggas know something that niggas don't.
They want that bag, though. I ain't saying that they're innocent, though, but I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy.
I also feel like what I really, like, seriously taken from, like, just the whole Diddy fiasco and shit is just like, bro, just keep your face clean, bro. Keep your face clean and just don't, like, do shit just because niggas told you to do shit, or don't try to do shit just to get to the next level. Like, what niggas do in the dark, that shit gonna come to light, bro.
You're gonna have a bad credit score.
Yeah, bro. Like, you can't run. You can't run from shit, bro. Like, you get at this shit, like, 20 years from, like, niggas is getting wrapped up in shit that they did in, like, 20 years ago, bro. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, bro, just move correctly, bro. But I like how I look at it, bro. Don't ever do some shit that's gonna put somebody in a position to blackmail you, bro. Like, that's kind of one of my fears. Like, one of my big fears, like, doing, like, being blackmailed. But you only could be blackmailed if you did some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Keep your face clean, bro, and move with integrity.
I remember I was in high school and I was a little freaky nigga. I made a little flippagram shit and put, like, a thirst trap in it. Yeah. Wild activity, unexcusable activity. unexcusable behavior. But whatever have you, that shit definitely took a hit on my credit score, nigga. Nigga, screenshot that shit, send it to my
face
coach.
Wasn't clean, like.
Yeah, my face wasn't clean. That was just a lesson early, though, as a youth, though. Nah,
nigga,
yeah,
send it to your coach?
Yeah.
That's so tough.
Day room activity. I learned early that nigga was day room. Dude, I learned a lot of lessons, bro, early on in life.
Nah, that's
sent to your coach.
Nigga sent to his coach.
They try to get you with the team.
And niggas is day room, bro.
You went to spot, gang. They like, nah.
Nigga sent it to the coach. Nigga's like, yo, we gotta get repo off the squad, bro.
Like, why would you send it?
Took my roster spot, man.
And me being on some little freaky nigga shit. Why are you on some little freaky nigga shit screenshotting that and sending to a grown ass man? Like,
that's mad gay. Fake homo.
Yeah, it's wild, gang.
So, that's wild.
What'd you do after that, gang?
I learned my lesson, bro. Word. I just distanced myself from niggas.
Nah, I respect that, bro.
Stop doing freaky shit on the public.
Nah, I'm crying. Word. No, word. But did he just come out the closet, gang? Like, come on, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, but one thing I learned from this fiasco is that, word, no matter what you do, though, even if you pitch yourself, that's another thing. You gotta keep your face clean, but it's like, watch the company you keep. Like, you already know certain niggas be doing funny shit. Like,
right. Don't parlay with them.
Don't parlay with those niggas. Don't, what are you doing? Right. Are you parlaying with niggas that you, and especially you hanging around niggas? All right, let's not say that the allegations about him touching Diddy and Usher are necessarily true. But some of these allegations are true.
Gotta be true, bro.
So definitely, without a doubt, undeniably, Diddy's a wild nigga.
Definitely.
So you hanging around a wild nigga.
Facts.
You a wild
unexcusably
nigga.
Makes you a wild nigga. Why are you hanging around Steve-O for?
Word, though.
Like, come on, bro.
You know he a crash out.
You know he a crash out, bandicoot type vibe. Word. And you want to keep around him and your company.
That's real talk. That's where you got to pick and choose who you associate with.
Like, you're going to either become the company of your that you keep, or they're going to become a you.
Word.
And we ain't see Diddy chasing his dreams no more. Like, that nigga chasing other shit.
I'm fucking crying.
So it's like,
nah, it's so crazy.
Son was funny there. That's all I gotta say. It's like, you gotta keep your face clean, but also keeping the people around you face clean too. So it's like, you gotta also check niggas. If I'm saying, like, checks and balances in this. It's like, if you know this is your man's, and your man's not taking care of his kid, and then still your man, you look crazy, bro.
Nah, word though. Like, you basically,
are you hanging around with deadbeats for?
Supporting the antics.
Are you a deadbeat in the making, basically?
Basically.
And it's
real short though.
How do niggas look at the niggas who walk around with 6ix9ine? Regardless if you snitch on niggas or not, niggas are looking at you. Nigga, walk around and rap.
You're cool.
You stay around five broke niggas. Word. Gonna be 6'1".
Word. Like, so you could do everything right in your life, but you hanging around niggas who doing all wrong.
That's real too.
Nigga,
bro.
You gonna look wrong. You basically Word. Wrong by hanging with those niggas, by association.
Goes back to like early episode, one of our first episodes, my son Reef Major said, I ain't gonna hang around no unthorough niggas. So
I forgot.
So no unthorough shit could happen.
Exactly. I'm not hanging around no unthorough niggas, bro. So no unthorough shit could happen, bro.
That's why you gotta keep niggas around that's doing shit, bro. Exactly. Just like the first point you made, like, yo.
Nah, word though.
Red talk.
Real circle. Bro. Yeah, bro. Tap that level 3, gang.
Let's see what's going on.
Level 3.
It's the reflection. It's gonna bring everything together.
And feel free to shuffle that if you need to. If you're not really feeling the feng shui of that. All
right, it's not too bad. All right. How do our personalities complement each other?
That's a good question.
I think, good, bro.
All
right. I would start off by saying, I guess since like niggas know me for being uppity, you know what I'm saying, positive, I think that ability kind of allows the room to like, I kind of calm rooms down. I think because, like, when people see my positivity, they're like, oh, I'm with y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be on no malicious shit. I just be on some positive uplift vibes. So it's like, I think that's how I could compliment both of you guys, especially, like, you funny as hell, bro. I'm not going to lie. But you feel me? You just quiet. But it's like, me being positive, you might be willing to, like, actually speak a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Not shit like bad. That. Niggas know how me and Reef, you know, compliment each other. We got the whole podcast.
Yeah, right.
About to be 30 episodes in.
I see how the What They Doing The Hit Boys is rocking.
No word.
But the way I feel like we compliment each other, I feel like we dead compliment each other good just by this episode. I can't wait to see this episode. I know it's going to be a good
shit
one.
Fire, I already know.
It's shit fire, I already know it. It's Visionaries.
Yeah, it's one of the
but
good
ones. But I feel like I'm like the median of it. Like, Yada's like the, I bet, like, we got the hit. Like, let's go. Team spirit, energy. And Dan's like, I bet, cool, what y'all on?
Yeah, what's the play?
I can maneuver, like.
We're ready.
So I feel like I'm the nigga that, I could be quiet, bro. I could not talk for 5 hours, bro.
Yeah.
If I get around somebody who's quieter,
that's a fact,
I'm going to start talking more.
See, that's how I am too. Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like, so a lot of the times I assume the role of the talker in the rooms where I'm with people that is less quiet.
Yeah.
But I like to be the more quiet nigga though. Right. But I feel like that's how we all compliment each other.
Right. What about you, Dan?
Damn, I kind of agree with Reef a lot. Like,
yeah.
But like you more outspoken.
Yeah.
Reef is like throwing out the hot takes. Like he just like, got the funny. I feel
just
like I'm
got
just
got your bitch.
And you just vibing like.
Yeah,
like,
I think I'm just vibing, bro.
No word.
Yeah.
Like I think like Reef said, like, he's called to play, my boy Dan. Like,
it's a good three man weave right here. Like,
nah, this is a good episode, bro. I'm really glad my boy Dan came on the pod, bro.
Appreciate
really
you,
glad to have you, bro. You're really a big boss in the making, bro. Therapy session gonna go crazy, bro. That shit definitely rising and going up, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Wait, don't forget, I make music too, bro.
Nah, yo, too, bro.
Therapy session, 4x4 Productions, man. LOC, what? Man, we going up. Team behind me, bro. Like so damn, bro. Like
yeah,
I'm the face, bro. But that's the production team.
Right.
I'm the face. We doing everything, bro.
Yo, man. Tap in, bro. You guys see what it is, man. It's another episode of What They Don't Want to Hear. Big So Dan on the Pop Out 4x4.
So Dan.
Yes, Sirski.
Stream his music.
Yeah, bro. Go tap
book
in.
Book a session
bro.
With him.
You a music artist tapping in, watching the pod. Yo, go get your therapy session.
Get you some. Get you a pack.
Tap in. Mm-hmm.
Tap but in nonetheless, team. I'm Yada Rax.
I'm Reef Major.
I'm So Dan, man.
And this is another episode of What They Don't Want to Hear.
Yes, Sirski.
Bow.
Oh, we about to take a flip.